If there's one thing everyone can agree on, it's that finances can be confusing, especially when you're trying to make sure your career, family life, and everything in between is taken care of. Trust me, I'm right there with you. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a budgeting newbie, or just someone looking to supercharge your financial future in about 15 minutes, this is for you. If you're ready to make your money work harder for you, and if you're ready to spark true financial independence, then you've come to the right place. I'm Teresa Arago, and this is Talking Sense.
Welcome to Talking Sense. My name is Alec Darrell. Today I have Teresa Arago with me, and today we are going to be talking about IRAs, the difference between the traditional IRA and the Roth IRA. We always get questions about what is a Roth, how does it compare to a traditional, among all ages, really. It's a vehicle that's gotten popular in the past decade or so. So we're just going to jump into it, talk about some differences between the two, and hopefully we can give you all some good information. So I'll let you kind of explain to everyone, what does IRA stand for? What does it mean? And who is it for?
So IRA is actually an acronym. It means Individual Retirement Account. One kind of miscommunication that's out there is that people think, oh, a traditional IRA is the investment, or a Roth IRA is the investment. So let's say, how much do you get for your Roth IRAs? And we're like, well, depends on what's in it. It's the vehicle. It's the wrapper around the money. So traditional is a type. Roth is a type, but they're just vehicles. It's what you invest in within those vehicles that determines the actual growth of the account. So we'll talk about what it isn't. But we'll talk about also today what they do. So what is the difference between a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA? And then try to help you decide which one is best for you. So let's start with the traditional IRA.
Yep, with traditional IRA. So let's start with the tax advantages. What is the tax advantage with a traditional IRA? Well, one thing that you would like to look at is, am I getting the tax advantage now or later? So with the traditional IRA, you get it now. Depending on your income and how you file for taxes, you can get a certain deduction from your income. It is pre-tax income, which means if I make $100 and then I contribute a certain amount to an IRA, your income tax is going to look like you only made $90 because you're deferring that tax. Yeah. So that is the tax advantage with a traditional IRA.
Now, hopefully you're not making $100 a year and putting $10 into the traditional IRA. But think of it on this scale. If you tend to get taxed, you have to pay in every year, and you make, say, $50,000, and you qualify to do the traditional IRA, and you fully fund it at $7,000. Well, then the IRS treats you like you only made $43,000, which can be impactful if you tend to pay a lot of taxes now. So that's the big benefit, is that you get the tax benefit, the deduction now on that traditional IRA. Now, with a Roth, and we're just going to go back and forth. I know we had these separate, but to me, it makes a lot of sense to go back and forth.
Yep.
With the Roth, let's talk about that same employee. If I made $50,000 and I put $7,000 into my Roth IRA, I'm still going to pay taxes as if I made the full $50,000.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And both are very similar in other ways when it comes to contribution limits. Mm-hmm. For both vehicles, you can contribute $7,000 a year.
You know I'm going to tease you about that later,
oh,
right?
I know. Okay. I'm just reading it how it looks, you know. But that does change if you're over 50 years old. If you're over 50, you get catch-up contributions. Is that it right that time?
There you go.
And it's $8,000. So you can contribute another $1,000 per year per spouse. It's not a household thing. It is per individual.
Yes. And both the traditional and the Roth have some limitations to them as far as your income to qualify. Anybody can add to a traditional IRA, but you may not qualify for the tax benefit, that deduction from your taxes then. So just be aware to check those. I would also say one other kind of miscommunication out there is this does not affect your ability to contribute to your employer plan. So you may be putting in additional assets into your employer plan. The two do not negate each other. You can put into your employer plan up to the limit and into an IRA up to the limit. So you've got a lot of wiggle room there if the budget allows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like in the past, everyone has kind of relied on either the government with Social Security or their employer for their retirement. But with IRAs, you're driving the vehicle and you're getting to control it yourself. So that's kind of a new thing, and maybe why people are hesitant about it, because they're not used to it. But this is really taking control of your retirement, contributing more if you want to, or if you're even able to.
Yes, and I think, too, a lot of people get confused from that point forward. So we've put the money in it. Then what happens? It gets what's called tax-deferred growth. So between when you put the money in and when you go to take it out, hopefully in retirement, because we're going to talk about the misery of if you take it out early, when you take it out in retirement, they're treated differently. So traditional IRA versus Roth, what are the differences?
So the main difference between the traditional and the Roth when it comes to taking income out is that with a traditional IRA, you haven't paid taxes on it. The IRS is going to tax that money. So when you take money out of there, they're going to tax it at your income. It's going to be taxed like ordinary income. Now with a Roth, you've already bit the bullet. You've already paid the taxes, so it grows tax-free and you pull it out tax-free. So that's one really nice thing to consider is, am I currently biting the bullet with taxes? Do I need to lower my taxable income?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I fine with taxes right now? And I can afford to bite the bullet right now, pay the taxes on the money, let it grow tax-free, and then when you pull it out of that Roth, it's tax-free as well.
Yes. So a traditional IRA, take out a dollar, and if you've got a 25% tax bracket, then you're getting to keep 75 cents. Whereas with the Roth, as long as you've met the obligations, which is it has to be there for at least 5 years, you should have it for longer, you get that full dollar in your pocket when you take that distribution. Now, with both of them, if you take out before age 59 and a half, you're going to pay a penalty. So it's important that that money stays in there and it's the last resort if you ever need funds. You know, you're going to pay a 10% penalty and it could be taxable to you depending on the circumstances. But let's talk about the difference at, you know, way into retirement, hopefully for many of us, when it comes to required distributions. So if you don't know this, when you hit age 73, which is the current rule, it's still in the process of shifting. Some people won't have to do it at 73 even, but the current age is 73. You have a required minimum distribution from your pre-tax accounts. So this would be the traditional IRA. Explain how that works.
Yeah, so with your traditional IRA, you're when you turn 73, and depending on your age, it could be 72, now it's 73.
Mm-hmm.
When I retire, it could be 80 because they just keep pushing the RMD back. Mm-hmm. But the IRS, if they haven't taxed that money, they're saying, we're going to tax it at some point. So at that RMD age, at 73 years old, they are going to make you pull it out. And if you don't pull it out, you get penalized on the money that you haven't pulled out.
They did change the penalty. It used to be 50% of what you should have pulled out. They just recently lowered it to 25, which was nice, I guess. It's still heinous. But you're going to be required. And there's a lot of things that it can impact when you're in retirement. Now, the Roth doesn't have an RMD because you've already had the taxes held from it. So that's helpful.
That is, yeah. Because if you don't need the money at 73 and you still want to, you don't want to get taxed on it like in your traditional IRA where you have to take it out, have a higher income tax. That's one thing that's nice about the Roth is you don't have to take it out. It can keep growing. And even when you do pull it out, it's still tax-free.
There is one little kind of bonus to the Roth. And we talked about taking out distributions and how it's going to be penalized. There is a little bit of a loophole with Roths. If you take a distribution that is only what you've actually put into it, so it's considered a return of your contributions, then you don't have the 10% penalty on it. Now, this is tricky because if it gets filed improperly with your tax return or if you don't document it well, you could get penalized on it eventually anyway. So we don't encourage people to really use that. You do still have to have had the account for 5 years, so there's some limitations there, but you can in some situations get some of what you put back in there or put into there back out without that penalty. It's only the growth that would be penalized if you're earlier than 59 and a half. So it does have a little more flexibility. But again, my view and what I tell my clients all the time is when you put money into a retirement account, it's dead to you. You don't touch it. It's dead to you until you're ready to retire. If you want it to work the way it's meant to work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we've talked a lot about traditional Roth, compared them, and I know we're throwing a lot of stuff at our listeners. I think it'd be good to just go through and talk about some of the main comparison points so they can walk away with something that hopefully could be useful to them. So I'll start with the tax implications, what we talked about. The traditional IRA offers tax benefits now, can lower your taxable income, while the Roth IRA, it's tax benefits later. You can pull it out tax-free.
And then let's talk about flexibility. The Roth, as I just mentioned, offers more flexibility. You're going to have the opportunity to avoid required distributions later on, or if something happens where you need funds and you don't have another resource, you can pull out your original contributions without the penalty as long as you meet the requirements. So there is a lot more flexibility there. I would say another thing about them that is similar is investment opportunities. You have access to the same investments in either one of those. So whether you're in a traditional or Roth, like we said before, it's the vehicle, not the investment strategy. So you can invest in the same things as long as your advisor has the licensing.
Yep. The next one, long-term growth. So they're similar in the growth, but when you pull out, it's a little different. And it's not like non-qualified where each year you get taxed on the gains, whether that's short-term or long-term. Since it's an IRA, the IRS lets it grow with some tax advantages. So the traditional IRA grows tax deferred. You're not getting taxed every year. Those taxes are getting pushed back until you pull it out at retirement. With the Roth IRA, you've already paid taxes on it, so it's growing tax-free. So both vehicles, you're not getting taxed on it every year.
I don't know if you've ever had this question. I had a client one time go, but wait, you're telling me the government's going to let me have something for free? And I was like, well, when you put it that way, sort of, yeah. There's not many things you can do where you can earn and not owe the government. So for as long as we have this thing, especially if you're younger, it's something to really consider because you can really make a lot of growth. I started a UTMA for my kids a few years ago. I had a little bit of surplus and it was just a one time. I dropped in $1,500 and it was only like, golly, 5 or 6 years ago. And I was getting on there because now my kids are at the age where I want them to be participants in investing. And I showed it to my daughter and it had $2,100 in it. And it's just been sitting there. I've done nothing with it. And the market's been good. And so it had the time to grow. And you can imagine with a Roth, when we do studies, we've done this comparison where there's like this investor, you know, they invest from like 18 to 25. And then this one starts at 25 and invests till they retire. And the one that invested early didn't put in nearly as much money, but it's worth more at the end. Mm-hmm. It's purely that benefit of time. So whether you're working with a traditional or a Roth, time is important, but especially with the Roth, because the more time, the more free money you're getting out of it.
Yep, 100%. So if an investor comes in and they say, I want to start investing in an IRA, what are the first steps that they need to be taking?
So you might be shocked to find that I'm probably not just going to be like, let's do it. Let's open an account. Let's go. I think that habits matter. And, you know, historically at Gem Wealth, we've never had account minimums. We feel like every level of wealth deserves coaching. One thing we have found in recent history, though, is that sometimes that coaching means saying no. There have been times where clients have come in and they're wanting to get started and everything in me just wants to be their champion and say, yes, let's do this. However, if they have debt that they need to deal with, I'm not doing them a favor by helping them start this account. If they don't have a habit of saving, then they may start this account, but the minute something derails them, it's just going to sit there. And you pay fees for these accounts. No matter where you're at, whoever the provider is going to charge some fees. So you want to make sure that before you really get this journey started, that you have developed a habit of savings. And a great way to do that is set up direct deposit out of your payroll. Have it go straight to a savings account that you don't touch and get in that habit. Because then when you initiate this account, you're starting with a bigger nest egg. Hopefully you've got your emergency savings covered already because that's important. And you can really win going forward.
All right, well now it's time for our 2 cents. So I'll go ahead and start it off. And my 2 cents are when deciding between a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA, you got to decide, do I want my tax benefits now or do I want them later? Am I getting eaten up with taxes now where I think a tax break could help me out? Or am I okay with taxes and I'm worried maybe in retirement I won't be, so I want to get a Roth IRA where I get the tax benefits later?
And I will say for some that are listening to that, they're probably like, I don't know. And that was me. I didn't know which one would be more beneficial when I first got started investing. So what I did was I sat down with one of our Gem Wealth advisors. This is before I was an advisor myself. And I sat down with one of our advisors so they could look at my specific needs and help me create a strategy that would work best for my family. And if you'd like to do that too, what you can do is reach us either by phone or email. The phone number is 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526. If you'd like to, you can also shoot us an email at info@getreadyforthefuture.com. Again, that's info@getreadyforthefuture.com. We'll connect you with a Gem Wealth financial advisor who can help you personalize your approach to make sure it's right for you, your family, and your goals.
Thank you all for joining us today on Talking Sense. If you want to find more content, we are on YouTube, Facebook, Spotify. Feel free to like, subscribe, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes. The Jim Roth team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or by calling our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526. And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and Jim Roth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.